Chapter 6. It happened in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. The house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length of it was 60 cubits, and the breadth of it 20 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. The porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length of it, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth of it before the house. For the house he made windows of fixed lattice work. Against the wall of the house he built stories round about, against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle, and he made side chambers round it. The nethermost story was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For on the outside he made offsets in the wall of the house round about, that the beams should not have hold in the walls of the house. The house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready at the quarry, and there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. The door for the middle side chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up by winding stairs into the middle story, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and planks of cedar. He built the stories against all the house, each 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timbers of cedar. The word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, "Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, and execute my ordinances, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then I will establish my word with you which I spoke to David your father. I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel." So Solomon built the house and finished it. He built the walls of the house within with boards of cedar, from the floor of the house to the walls of the ceiling. He covered them on the inside with wood, and he covered the floor of the house with boards of fir. He built 20 cubits on the back part of the house with boards of cedar from the floor to the walls of the ceiling. He built them for it within for an oracle, even for the most holy place. The house, that is, the temple, before the oracle was 40 cubits long. There was cedar on the house within, carved with buds and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen. He prepared an oracle in the midst of the house within, to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Within the oracle was a space of 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he covered the altar with cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and he drew chains of gold across before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. The whole house he overlaid with gold, until all the house was finished. Also the whole altar that belonged to the oracle he overlaid with gold. In the oracle he made 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the uttermost part of the one wing to the uttermost part of the other were 10 cubits. The other cherub was 10 cubits. Both of the cherubim were of the same measure and form. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. He set the cherubim within the inner house, and the wings of the cherubim were stretched forth, so that the wing of the one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the middle of the house. He overlaid the cherubim with gold. He carved all the walls of the house round about with carved figures of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers inside and outside. The floor of the house he overlaid with gold inside and outside. For the entrance of the oracle, he made the doors of olive wood. The lintel and doorpost were a fifth part of the wall. So he made 2 doors of olive wood, and he carved on them carvings of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and he spread the gold on the cherubim and on the palm trees. So he also made for the entrance of the temple doorpost of olive wood out of a fourth part of the wall, and 2 doors of fir wood. The 2 leaves of the one door were folding, and the 2 leaves of the other door were folding. He carved on them cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and he overlaid them with gold fitted on the engraved work. He built the inner court with 3 courses of hewn stone, and a course of cedar beams. And the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid, in the month of Ziv. And the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts of it, according to all the fashion of it. So he was 7 years in building it.